Folks, the northern tier of Alabama, known as the Tennessee Valley, is not only the prettiest part of Alabama, especially in the fall, but historically has been the most Democratic region in the state. Alabama, for about 90 years, from 1876 to 1964, was a whole total Democratic state. It was Democratic out of tradition. Even though we were very conservative, we still ran as Democrats. However, that Tennessee Valley area, those folks were real Democrats. They were Yellow Dog Democrats. And when they died, that area became Republican. Up around 10 years ago, they were still a Democratic region. They always had a Democratic congressman. Well, the most powerful congressman they ever had, and the most prominent congressman they ever had, was legendary Bob Jones. Bob Jones grew up in the Depression and the New Deal. He served in the Navy, went off to war in World War II, and came back home, was elected to Congress in 1946. He was elected to the seat previously held by John Sparkman, and he proceeded to serve his Tennessee Valley District for 30 years. Bob Jones rose to power in Congress and eventually chaired the House Public Works and Transportation Committee. Folks, by chairing that committee, he brought home the bacon to the Tennessee Valley. As a boy growing up in Jackson County, Bob Jones saw how significantly that FDR's New Deal had transformed his native region, the Tennessee Valley, and he continued that transformation. Bob Jones was instrumental in maintaining and expanding all the vital TVA projects. He also played a major role with his predecessor, Senator John Sparkman, in securing Huntsville as a location of the Redstone Arsenal and Center. Jones arrived in Congress in 1947 in the same freshman class as Richard Nixon and John Kennedy. Jones and Kennedy became fast friends and fishing buddies. Jones loved to fish, and he had another high-profile fishing buddy and New York politician Nelson Rockefeller. Jones never was seriously challenged for re-election in his 15 terms, and steadily made his way up the seniority ladder. He rose to chairmanship of the Public Works Committee under the tutelage of the legendary Speaker of the House, Mr. Sam Rayburn. Miss Sam was a Texan and took a liking to the young Alabama congressman. Miss Sam told Jones his famous advice. He said, "Jones, I like you, and I'm going to take you under my wing. To get along, you have to go along." He further told Jones, "You sit over there and be totally quiet. Don't say a word, for much less make a speech for about 4 years, and vote with me, and you'll go somewhere." Miss Sam's advice paid off for Bob Jones. Old Jones knew a lot of presidents, including Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, John Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, and Jimmy Carter. One day late in Jones' life, a reporter asked him how many presidents he had served under. He replied, "I didn't serve under any. I served with six." One of the best tellers of Alabama political stories is Jackson County's former state representative, Joe John Robinson. Now, Robinson served a long time in the House, but as a young boy, he'd drive Jones around North Alabama. Jones was especially proud of being the sponsor of an Interstate Highway Act that President Dwight Eisenhower built during his two administrations in the 1950s. Even though Jones was a staunch Democrat, he liked and supported Eisenhower. The Interstate Highway Program is said to be one of the most important, largest, and most costly projects ever undertaken by the United States government. Eisenhower got the concept from the Germans. He'd seen what the German Autobahn project had done for Germany's transportation and progress. As chairman of the House Public Works Committee, Jones worked hand-in-hand with the popular Ike to make the project a success. One day, as old Robinson and Jones were riding down the road, they got onto the interstate, and they saw the famous Blue Star Highway designation identifying an interstate highway. The highways were named the five-star highways after the five-star General Eisenhower. Old Robinson absentmindedly asked Jones, "Why they named the interstate highways after Eisenhower?" Jones looked at Robinson in amazement and says, "Hell, boy, because he was President of the United States. Who do you think they should name it after?"
Thank you all for listening.